Anyone laughing? You're listening to 95 BFM, and this is very exciting. We've got a special guest on the line, Morena to Justin from Silk Cut. Morena, Justin.
Oh no, we've lost Justin.
Gosh. Okay, all good. we're going to listen to Godlike Eye, which is one of the tracks from their new album, and we're going to get Justin back, and then we're going to talk soon. Yes, this is Godlike Eye from Silk Cut off of their brand new album, Corridors of Light. We're very lucky to be joined by Justin from the band on the line. Morena, Justin.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Oh. Sun is shining, you know.
I'm so glad we got you eventually. The joys of live radio, right, Justin?
That's right. I mean, it's tricky, and then Bluetooth and all these complications.
Mm-hmm. Don't you hate it when you Bluetooth to something you're not supposed to be? Oh,
no, it's the wrong device.
Yeah. Classic.
Oh, well, you're here, and we're going to chat your brand new album, Corridors of Light. How does it feel to have it out, Justin?
Oh, it's great. It's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. It's an absolute ripper, but I also think it's got great range to it, you know. You've got your real kind of anthems going, and then you've got these more kind of nuanced tracks. Did you do the majority of the writing?
It's pretty much 50-50, Andrew and I.
Right.
Yeah, which of course, by that process, brings in a lot of diversity, because we come from different sort of, we're on the same spectrum, as it were, but we come from slightly different ends. So each, you know, we each bring in our personal strengths and interests and meet in the middle.
Yeah, do you listen to quite different music and bring in sort of different influences, do you think?
Yeah, bit of background. Andrew grew up in Auckland, I grew up in Dunedin. So just by virtue of that, I mean, I was surrounded by, it's kind of experimental, a lot of experimental, the Flying Nun and later music.
Mm-hmm.
From that time, which, you know, you can sort of jam out on one or two chords for 7 minutes, you know. Whereas I think, you know, so Andrew sort of comes from a more, possibly a bit more studied, constructed pop song or, end of things. So a bit more of a disciplined writer.
It's a good combo to have, a nice balance to strike, I reckon.
It's always good to throw different things at each other, and I think we both appreciate what the other brings, and it certainly makes for some unpredictable moments. And then, you know, I hear one of Andrew's songs and it takes a while to get your head around the whole thing, which is really fun, because you don't want to have everything being predictable. You need to have a lot of some chaos theory thrown in there as well.
Oh, it sounds like a really fun duo to be a part of. You two must work really well together.
Yeah, and with Aidan as well on bass, he's the fulcrum, the central point. So we send our demos to him and for judgment, you know. And it's nice to have that central person going, yes, this works, this is great, we're going to do this. And so that's an essential part of that process as well. So. The other thing is we can move pretty quickly, right? So this is our second album in 2 years.
Yeah.
And we're starting to compile songs for the next one.
Wow. So you're just absolutely pumping out the tunes at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I've been writing for quite a long time, so I've got a bit of a demo folder.
Yeah.
Which I can pull ideas out of. But it is quite inspiring when you know you've got an outlet for it. Then it's like, oh, this song could work with these guys. And or you're playing a riff and you go, well, actually, I'm not just going to play that riff at home. I'm going to make a demo of it and send it into the band and see what they make of it, because who knows, in a year it could be out on, you know, out on an album.
Oh, awesome. So Plenty More Silk Cut, where this came from. This album is wicked. Definitely. And you are playing a release party at Big Fan.
Sunday at Big Fan, 5:30 p.m. So early gig, get in, see the band, see some people, have a couple of drinks, and then you can go home and have a not too late night.
Perfect.
That is a
sounds
perfect
good for us
setup.
Breakfast hosts, eh?
The train station, Morningside train station. Mm-hmm. You know? So just saying, you can have 3 drinks.
That's a really fair point, Justin.
Big Fan's a good time. It's a good venue.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah, we did our last album release show there on a Sunday, and it was excellent. It works really well for us and for our crowd.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to pull together a really nice group. You know, at 5:30 Sunday, the 2nd of November at Big Fan. Have you played much of this album live together, or are you practicing hard?
Under half of it, so probably about a third of it, I think we've played live.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a few tunes we'll be demoing on the night, mm-hmm. which is quite exciting as well. But yeah, we don't practice heaps and heaps because we can practice at home, and yeah. then we get together and it comes together pretty quickly in the practice room. Because I think you practice a lot if you're still working stuff out, but yeah. We know what we're going to do, and we sort of get in there and do it.
Mm. That's cool. So yeah. cool that you all trust each other that much and kind of, you know, trust each other's ability to just pull it all together.
Yeah. Well, we play a theme song from that slightly questionable 70s and 80s British cop drama, The Professionals, which kind of sums up our approach. We're professionals.
Mm. Love it.
Very good.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time, Justin, and congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we'll see you at Big Fans Sunday, the 2nd of November, and it starts nice and early, 5:30.
Yes, p.m.
Cool.
PM.
Not a.m.
Morning.
That yeah, no, really that'd be too early
on Sunday.
Even for us.
Very good. All thank right. you so much, Justin.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Ka kite.